This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, this is The Crossover brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz, Gerald the Guru Johnson, Mark Willard, Dan Dibley. What's up, boys?
Yeah, what's up?
It's a Thursday.
Oh, we're getting
Let's
close.
Go. Yeah. I mean, not only are we getting close, but we got a go shorty. It's your birthday today because we've got Warriors basketball right here on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, so right. How do you know where it's going?
When you see Mark and I come in with a little extra bounce,
that's it.
We love our job, and I actually do enjoy talking to him 20 hours a week, but not this week.
No, nope. Awesome.
This week we've had a couple of shorties, go shorty, and today is another shorty because we get to enjoy the best show on television, radio.
The Barclays Center.
Exactly. It doesn't matter who they're playing or where they're playing. They are it right now in sports. They're the thing.
And this is as close as our guy, me and Grandy, Cam Johnson, is ever going to get to the Golden State
that
Warriors.
That was sadly, your guy.
Tonight. Here we go.
Just a
here
shame.
Yeah, good interview with Kerr yesterday. Man.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Thank you. Oh, thanks.
He's like the Steph Curry of interviews.
Wow,
like, it's hard to.
The most skilled.
And laughs at your material. Huh?
That's
I mean,
he's a low-key multitasker, too.
This guy, New York.
He's walking the streets of New York. It was a few weeks ago. He was cooking Chinese food while we were talking to him. Like, I love
he's
that.
A cool kid,
I would, like, there are people where I would take offense to it, where it's like, dude, are you paying attention to
right.
it? But not Steve.
He's locked
just
in.
Like, yeah, like, I'll lock in and they'll walk the dog or yell at the dog or walk the streets of New York or cook all while we're talking to him. So, you know, we wrap that into the conversation.
And even at that, I mean, to your point, he is with his wife in a cab or an Uber or whatever, and he's going out for dinner and a show, but still, he does 25 minutes. Yeah, it's not like, you know, guys, he tells the producers, guys, I need this to be, you know, 8 to 10 because I got plans.
Oh, it happens.
No, but not with him.
Yeah, I got
you. He will, like, he'll stay stretched out, even though he may have other things going on.
Yeah, he's no Bruce Bochy. Remember when Bruce Bochy was on his way to a show last time?
Happy birthday,
37-second interview. Thanks, Boch. We'll see you later.
He called you on your birthday.
No, I see.
No, and that's like.
Did that happen? Yeah, he did. He called in.
On the way to a show.
No, I took it as a compliment, because even though he's only on with us for 30, I think it was actually 54 seconds.
Yeah, I think over a minute.
Yeah, like he, I mean.
No follow-up. Questions.
Could have just said no. but he didn't.
He did.
So,
awesome.
Anyway,
no doubt.
All good.
Yeah. But anyway, short show because we're excited for another one of these, which, and Mark and I were talking in one of our various meetings today. We had so many, I can't keep track. But, like, think about 2 months ago, this Warrior season was what? It was like, they lose, they win, Steph does everything, he has no help, and then over the last, month now, since Jimmy's been here, not even a month, this whole thing has gone back to, like, you have to watch every single second of everything, because they're it again.
And I'm mad at Evan, because he just set me up and cracked me. He doesn't even know it, but we played the Kerr sound in regard to, you know, Steph being the GOAT in regard to skills. Mm. And then that just went off into the GOAT conversation. And I have a GOAT starting five. But Evan was like, nah, the GOAT is that one guy. So I go, you know what? I didn't like that. But I was like, okay, I got to condense the list. But he talked about Steph and where he's at in his age and how the Warriors and he looked averaging a career low early on before the trade. And I go, you know what, Evan? Because I'm drunk right now with everything Warriors. I'm like, I don't think Steph's, if he's slowing down or lost a step, it doesn't look like it to my eye. And then he goes, just in a subtle way, well, what about the first half?
Yeah.
I go, you little fuck. I go, bilateral knee tendonitis. Well, I kept saying that. But now look.
Well, we talked about this yesterday, actually, and there were plenty of people.
Now look, Willard.
Well, and when your partner gets back from whatever this midlife crisis is or whatever he's been doing for the last week and a half.
That guy is such a dick.
When he gets back, I want you to check in on him and the whole Steph is declining thing. Because, look, it's an obvious take when people start getting older, right? Oh, Father Time's undefeated. Gotcha. We all say it. Of course, everyone's going to decline. But I think it's too much of a catch-all. We do it very often with athletes when actually there's just contextual stuff going on. And we don't ever want to give credit to that. It's no different than the Niners conversation. How many of y'all went, Debo's washed? I don't think Debo's washed. I think he needs new context, and now he's going to get it. He's probably going to do some pretty good stuff.
And either do the Commanders,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Adam Peters knows Debo pretty well and decided he wanted to go get him. So Steph's not washed. He needed a new context because of what was going on around him and the fact that three defenders were running at him at half court, and it makes it very, very difficult. Now, poof, Jimmy Butler's on the team, and suddenly we can average 29 again. You're not washed. You just needed somebody to put the wash in the laundry machine.
Evan, we're back.
That's all.
Well, no, but I do think there is something to, like, I don't know where the bilateral knee tendonitis went. Like, it's not like it's
I know.
Just around.
It went to the needle. He got the needle.
You think
no
so?
No doubt.
Well, then how come he didn't get the needle, I don't know, 35 or 40 games in?
Well, because
it wasn't worth it.
You were hoping that you would be able to manage it and you would hope that you could, you know, get the needle at the right time. As a man who gets cortisone every 6 months for my knee.
Mom's used to get it in her back.
Right. And so when I get it in my knee, I get 6 weeks of, oh my God, I'm Evan Giddings.
Right,
I'm in my early 30s and let's go. I can run. I can jump. I can do it all. And then after that, it gets to be a slow deterioration sensation. That's a buck. And then, you know, I'm not a pro athlete, but if I'm Steph Curry, you can't get cortisone every month or every week. It's not really good for you and your body, but if you're Steph, you get the needle. And I'm not saying that he did, but I'm just guessing based on how he's gone from bilateral knee tendonitis to
30.
Oh, now we're playing back-to-backs. And I'm playing 35 minutes.
Why don't you get the needle before the knockout tournament then?
Yeah. Because I don't want to play in the knockout tournament.
Why?
Because I don't really want to be out there. I don't want to go out there and do that. What I want to do.
Why? You're not answering why. You're just saying
it
that.
It is concerning.
I'm just curious. I'm
why
not
don't
criticizing.
You
want to
be out there with
why?
Us?
Because I don't feel the need. And I don't have the desire to go out there and shoot free throws and make baskets on the Chase Center floor.
No,
what I want to do.
It's just fun with friends. I mean, that's.
You know what's also fun is going out there and meeting all the listeners that I met. As you guys are out there dribble, dribble, shoot, I was working the crowd and meeting listeners and shaking hands and taking pictures and receiving gifts. And that to me is more fun and more fulfilling than going out there and trying to shoot free throws.
Don't make it sound like we weren't doing that. Most of the
I'm not saying that.
On the court
you,
with us.
You asked
Thank
me why you. I didn't want to do that, and I'm telling you why.
Okay. Yeah.
And my why is not okay for you.
I still didn't hear it.
The answer is I don't want to.
Got it. Okay.
I don't want to.
You played in a one-on-one chase in front of everybody.
Right. And so I've done that. I've been out there, and I've done that. And that was quietly 5 years ago. We just had the disgrace-iversary. Which just
this
passed.
Wow.
It was on February 20 something, and you know that was something that I did, and I kind of wanted to do it because I thought at that time that I could beat Loneal in a one-on-one. And
it was a great game.
It was a terrible game.
Oh, no.
It was awful. It went down to the wire, man.
Tell me.
Dibs was Danny Ainge diving for loose balls.
I lost 11-5. He was bad, and I was 10 times worse. And maybe that's part of the reason why I
heavier.
Don't want to go out there.
You were heavier, Dibs. You weren't abundant like Dibs.
I was a fat red pumpkin. Yeah, but it wouldn't have mattered because what I realized that day is – it's over. It's over, Dibber. It's over.
See, I ain't there yet.
No, and neither
you'll
is
never
Mark,
be there.
And that's great.
You'll never be there. Right. Like, you'll never. But I have a different why.
As long as you got two legs, you'll be out there.
I have a different why. Why is a good friend of mine texting me at 12:58? This is 59 minutes
okay,
ago.
What do we got? Okay.
We're in a meeting. We're in a meeting with the bosses, and we're talking it out.
Boss, one boss. We don't have multiple bosses. Lucas is not our boss.
The director.
Yeah, he's mine.
Exactly. Why do I get a text that says, "Can't wait to hear what you did"? And I gave him the Iguodala.
Oh,
I'm like, what? Huh? What are you talking about?
All right, I gotta tell you.
And then he says, "Goose says he can't believe what you did to him."
You poked the bear, bro.
What the hell did I do?
All right, here we go.
Why am I catching strays?
I'm about to tell you.
And I retracted the strays.
One sec, real fast. Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live in the free Odyssey app. Switch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit. Get him, Goo.
Yeah. So, no, I'm not. We're back brothers. So I'm sitting in the new locale in the studio. Okay, to help the engineer. He recommended it, and I'm doing it.
Microphone.
No doubt about it.
Tim Jordan.
You're on my crossover mic right now.
And you're on mine.
I hope people.
And you guys are upset.
Can you hear me on this one?
So I watch you come into the control room, and now I can see you, and I go, that's my guy, Mark.
Yeah.
And then you just turned into OJ at USC and came right in here, and I had the blinds up, and you just... And it sounded like my mother when she, boy, come here and give me that. And that's how you sounded without saying it.
Took you by the scruff of your neck.
And then the curtains are open because I wanted them open. Willard, and I'm like, oh, he's doing Daisy May on me. He like, put these down. And then you just storm back out I go to Evan on air. I think he just invaded my space. But then
mid-segment
found out,
too.
You asked why was I over here. Ken told you because of the glare.
He said
and you came in to help
of the
your
glare.
Boy.
Exactly.
But I went on air thinking,
you know me.
Was he offended? I was on his mic.
You and me in that window have history.
Yes, we did.
And I protect you from that window. That's part of my job. Here at 95.7 The Game.
My bad, bro.
And I'm like, I have a little bit of a problem with this. I'm one of those, like, if you want something done right, do it yourself people.
And he was
so I'm like, why the hell are they all worried about that? Well, of course there's glare.
And
he's
Evan's
got
watching you come
up.
In here like,
and, well, Evan's and, mad because I distracted you, but I didn't think you'd get that distracted.
Yeah,
like, just keep your
Dibs,
keep
like,
your
what
focus,
is he doing?
Do your show, and I was going to come get rid of the glare.
And it took me a minute after you left to have enough courage to tell Evan, I think I'm mad. That's how I did it.
I think I'm mad. I threw it a break and Goo came in hot. I was like, well, I realized that he invaded your space. You know, in segment, didn't have a chance to defend yourself, all the rest. But immediately, Goo was like, I can't believe he did that.
Yeah.
I was like, well, me neither, but what did he really do?
I have offended a lot of people in my life doing a lot of things, but never before because I closed
he came to help
the blinds. Just trying to,
no doubt.
You know what I mean? The lights are bright on you, Goo.
And I thought it was opposite your mic. I'm going, it can't be that.
I'm trying to give you a pair of shades,
brother. No, you tried to help your boy.
The future is bright.
Yeah. From 10 to 2, don't
ten
mess.
$10.
And you know what that
dojo.
Was? An episode of Three's Company. I didn't have all the info, but I thought did. Didn't you get the... Oh, Larry was right.
I'm going to let you date yourself by yourself over there, okay?
No, I needed
I'm with you.
Yeah, Suzanne Summers line.
Yeah, and you would be the Suzanne Summers.
I don't get half the references you guys come in with anyway, so.
Come on, knock on my door.
I already lost my Yoon card today.
The Regal Beagle.
I lost my Yoon card.
Regal Beagle.
Dude, Furley was my guy, man.
Mr. Furley, greater than
Don
Mr.
Knotts.
Roper.
Yeah, no
We'll
doubt.
Just leave that there.
Norman Lear, right?
Yep.
All right.
Look at you.
Like, Evan is literally
I'll take your word
to go
for
to the bathroom. He's like, dude, what am I doing in this
I will
room
take
right
your
now?
Word
yeah,
for
go
it.
Go ahead, Evan. Change the subject.
No. I was, so where we started today was actually with the 49ers. And, you know, I've just been trying to figure out, like, what the goal is for this team this offseason. I'm not sure what you guys got coming up between now and then 3:30 when Warriors Live starts, but... it's just been hard for me to kind of decipher what exactly they're they're planning on doing come Monday, because they only got so much time to sort of begin this thing. And I just feel like we're getting conflicting messages from them right now. I don't know how you guys feel, but
Well, this is an interesting question. To me, I feel like a lot of us are potentially overthinking it by trying to gain some sort of definition from the 49ers right now. We do this with teams. It's the same thing we did with the Warriors. Oh, you got two timelines. You have to pick one. There doesn't need to be a label to the offseason. Like, you're either going for it or you're rebooting and you're laying back. To me, I don't think that neither of them are ever good. I don't ever want my team to be all in on 1 year. And I don't, which I think the Niners probably, they might have fallen into that trap last year. It's why they signed Brandon Ayuk to a ridiculous contract. But I, at the same time, I don't think you ever go into a season going, well, no, this season's not for us. We're going to have to reboot, and it's going to take a few years. The answer absolutely can be both. There is so much offseason still to come, and it feels like people want some sort of definition about whether the Niners are kind of like going for it, or are they going young and rebooting? And to me, the answer is both. The 49ers can absolutely be competitive this year. We have no idea what they're going to do in free agency. I define it this way. This is what I think the Niners are doing. They're going line by line with each of their employees, and they're going, you make X, and you weren't worth it. You're gone. And if you are, you stay. I think that's what they're doing. And that's what 6-11 does to you. It makes you. That's the way they're rebooting. But if anyone's under the impression that that means the Niners don't think they can win this year, I disagree completely.
I think they're trying to save money, knowing that the Brock Purdy contract is coming. And I don't disagree with what Mark is saying when you look at each employee and you say, okay, you're getting paid this and you're not worth that. And I think that Debo was the first one where you would have had to give him $15 million here in about a week or two, and you didn't want to do that because he's not the same player he was. And so, you know, you tell him that in February, and he says, well, then trade me. I want to be traded. Okay, and we're going to trade you, and you get a fifth-round pick back, which is great because that fifth-round pick is somebody who you're going to pay about $1 million, whoever that player is, assuming they make the team. So that right there is a saving, and I look at other things like Aaron Banks, for example, a guard who I think he's pretty good. He's been great. He's been not so great, but he's somebody that people want to pay, and you don't want to pay what he's going to make, so he'll be gone. And you look at Mooney Ward, he's been great, and he's also been not so great. He's going to get more money than you want, so he'll be gone. Dre Greenlaw, maybe he'll be gone. Hufanga, he'll probably be gone. And, you know, all these other players where if they're good and you like them, you'd love to have them. But I do think that there's a little bit of a crunch with the cap as you look at what's going to happen with Brock Purdy and the real rat on the table, brought to you by Atco Pest Control.
Nice.
You're paying Brandon Ayuk $30 million a year, average annual, and he can't play anymore right now because he's hurt. So yeah. I do think that part of this is a little bit of a cap crunch where you can rework deals, and they will. And other guys, you just can't afford anymore because they're not as good as they were.
Man, great points by both of you. And I'll just throw this in. Evan, you know I know where you're at on this, but I want to hear it. So there used to be a saying when I was single, there's no romance without finance. So you got to go to the dinner. You got to do this. Okay, I get all that.
Boy.
So if you're telling me it's about the money, is the honey the playoffs? Or are you telling me they went 6-11 last year because of injury, not because they were devoid of talent in certain areas? And before you answer that, the last thing about Bosa, he's worth it. I don't think he lived up to what he was supposed to do. So in that instance, how does that conversation go? We know what you did with Debo, but when you got a guy who I think the world of that is not kind of living up to what he's supposed to do, what's that conversation like, if any?
Well, if you get rid of Nick Bosa, what do you go out there and look for? Nick Bosa. So if Nick Bosa is 90% of what you thought he was when you paid him, okay, you can trade him, but you're going to go out there and try to find another Nick Bosa. And if you look at Nick Bosa and what he is he the fifth best, seventh best?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ninth best edge rusher guy in football.
Way higher than that.
Okay, wherever he is, yeah. And you're right, and yeah. I agree with you, but if you try to replace him, how do you replace him? And, you know, we're going to talk about his brother today and whether or not you want to bring him in.
We had a conversation about it.
I just think that, you know, when you look at Debo, like, Debo is probably the 37th best receiver in football, 24th, whatever he is. He's much more replaceable than Nick Bosa.
I also think that the fan base is way more dissatisfied with Nick Bosa than the team is. Now, that's interesting.
That's it. You're right.
Do you think politics play a part in that? Maybe for a few people.
I like to wear my red hat.
Largely, I think football fans want to just be dumb and watch the game on weekends. So we're not
agreed.
Really, like, I don't think too many people are getting into all of that. I just think that fans want sacks. And so that's it. We didn't get enough sacks. And yes, you could change the vowel and be even funnier.
Yeah.
Still true. But fans want sacks. And what the 49ers are doing, what a team is doing, is they're looking at the analytics of it. And football people will absolutely tell you that the right and left tackles in the game will still tell you that Nick Bosa is one of the three hardest people to go against in the game. And so I don't think the Niners look at the defensive line and think Nick's a problem. I think that they're more going to lean toward it's Nick Bosa and Steph Curry. First half of this season had something in common, which is that they don't feel like there's enough around them, and if the defense is then able to focus solely on that guy, you're going to get a little bit less of that guy. And so the Niners' defensive line needs a Jimmy Butler. That's what they need, and that will unlock Nick Bosa.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you pay that much money to a player, though, and he eats that much of the cap, it's like they've tried to get him help, but you're forced to not have as much money to spend on the help. Like, Nick Bosa is the help.
Wow. I heard you do that segment earlier today. I was driving down, and I'll tell you exactly what went through my head when I heard you do it. This is a very interesting segment, but I thought to myself, everybody needs help. Nobody can be the help by themselves. I just don't believe in that. I don't think there are athletes who can do things by themselves. I don't think you can be a defensive line by yourself. I get what you mean. He's making a lot of money. But I think that, again, that's my point. I think the 49ers are happier with Nick than the fan base is.
I agree. I hear your point. But my point is that when you make that much money, it's not as if, all right, now you have to do this. But it's... there's less money to spend on that help. So you don't really have a choice. I mean, it's not like they can go out and get another $30 million play. I mean, maybe if you want Myles Garrett, perhaps that's someone. Trey Hendrickson was just made available for trade not too long ago. Those are people that could help Nick Bosa. But then you got to take away from other positions. Well, I feel like one of the reasons the Niners were in trouble last year is because they were so top heavy. And a couple of those guys got hurt, and then you saw how much depth they really had.
Well, they paid Javon Hargrave to be that helper, and he played like two and a quarter games, and he was unable to go, and he wasn't great either. So I do think the scheme is part of it, too, where you play the wide nine, which allows Nick Bosa to be way out almost at the hash mark, and if you have no D tackles, then what's he even doing out there that's going to help you?
Well, so Saleh going to change that, or because
no,
he would?
No,
that's what they ran when he was here.
Yeah, they're going to run the same scheme.
So he needs all stars in the middle to make him an all star.
No, DJ Jones was not an all star.
Yeah, like I
but Armstead, yes, and Buckner, yeah. Like those are first round picks.
But you know? Like the example you just used of Myles Garrett or Trey Hendrickson, that's almost like saying Nick Bosa needs the help of another Nick Bosa. I don't think he needs that. Maybe he just needs a Joey Bosa. Or, it doesn't need to be another superstar. It needs to be someone else who's effective, who can challenge the offensive line. I just don't think there
are
enough of those.
What about with the injury history that his brother has? Are you ready to
me?
To the point where you're not giving him a chicken or you'd roll the dice?
Well, how much chicken?
25.
Well, let's say, like, Khalil Mack last year was, like, 1 for 19.
Well, I appreciate the honesty.
Like a one-year, $20 million deal.
Yeah, and he balled out. I thought Khalil was done.
I think for, like, as a fan, to know the actual number, I'd have to, like, dive further in and have someone be like, here's the cap and here's what we're doing in other spots and all that. I'm not, like, down on the idea of Joey Bosa. I'm not as excited about it as maybe a lot of other people are. I think that there's too many people who are involved in the novelty of it rather than the actual effectiveness of it. I think Joey Bosa makes sense for the 49ers only if it really fits financially. But if you're going to come out and tell everybody, we want cost effectiveness.
I don't like it.
And we want younger and we want healthy. Well, then Joey Bosa only makes sense because of his last name. That doesn't fit what you said you're trying to do at all.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that if you're looking for youth and speed, which they absolutely need, that sounds like draft picks. You know, that sounds like, and they have 11 of them to use this year, but there's no guarantee that you're going to find help, or at least in the immediate that maybe you're looking for.
Like, it feels like if Joey's going to come, he has to really want to.
And that means he would take a pay cut to be with his bro.
Well, he's going to take a pay cut.
Because you done made some bread.
Yeah, he got a huge deal with the Chargers. So he's going to take a pay cut.
12 games last year.
But, like, is Joey Bosa right now thinking, I'm going to take the best offer I get? Or does he really want to be with his brother?
Now that,
if he's going to take the best offer he's going to get,
he's probably not coming here. But if you really want to play with your brother, a dream.
Right.
And I could see that. Maybe you can get me on a little discount.
It would have to be a huge discount to me because of what we've talked about with the finances and, you know, Brock Purdy, although the majority of that doesn't hit right away in this first year, you still are in a spot where you don't have a ton of cap room and you're going to have to, guru noise, eat a lot of Deebo Samuel. All of that money gets accelerated on the cap this year. That's 30 plus million that you're going to have to swallow now because you decided to deal him.
No doubt. All right, boys. Well, Warriors live at 3:30, about an hour away.
10.5 spread, easy, right?
Too big.
You would hope so.
Yeah. Too big.
They covered 16.5 not too long ago.
No, it doesn't mean they won't cover it, but I wouldn't play this one.
His neighbor's asking.
Post-Draymond
birthday, and you know
that's
they were
what I've been playing out. Night. We'll see.
End of a road trip.
Yeah, I get it.
Don't just be reactive. Oh, they beat the Knicks, so they're going to
This one's a scheduled hangover. Wow. Take the Nets in the first half, the Warriors probably wake up in the third. But, you know, take the Nets in whatever it is, five and a half, first half.
Been starting slow.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, man, that Draymond party, he turned 35, and you don't know what that's like yet, Evan, but
I don't.
You know, 35 is one of those ones in New York City with, like, fellow multi millionaires around.
Anyone want to venture a guess? I just pulled it up. What's the first half number in the game? What do you want to guess?
I would say Warriors by 4.5.
Five and a half.
Keep going.
6.5?
Yeah.
No, that's
Warriors are laying 6 and a hook.
That's a trap. 6.5 in the first half.
Sounds like Brooklyn. Yeah.
Take Brooklyn, a couple of aspirin, and call me in the morning.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I'll text you at half.
All right. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow right here on 95.7 The Game. Lord and Dibs coming up.